Welcome to Freelance Gems, a podcast designed to help you make your service-based business a whole lot less work and a whole lot more fun. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Freelance Gems. I'm so happy you're here. If you've been listening for a while and you're still with me, thank you for staying tuned. And if this is your first episode, welcome. Might be a bit of a doozy because I'm not scripting this episode. I just wanted to keep it simple. I'm kind of in a transitionary time where I am adjusting to a new move, and I've been working a part-time job, and I've had some family things I've had to take care of, so it's just been, I guess, an exercise in balancing all that, which I think most of us end up having to do at some point, whether you're side hustling with a full-time job or you have a family member that needs your help. These things come up, and I don't know, I debated whether or not to share, you know, even just this little insight into my life, because there's always going to be that voice that's like, nobody cares, just tell them about the damn books. And, you know, if you're here for just the books, don't worry, I'm going to get into it real soon. But I do think there's something to be said for being open and honest and talking about what's going on in your life, too, because we're all humans behind our podcasts and our YouTube channels and all that. And that does affect our content as well. So I'm taking it easy this week, and I'm just sharing four of my favorite business books with you. Specifically, they're the best books I've found to help me build a more simple, stress-free business, because that's a huge priority for me. I've had times where I've been super overwhelmed and burnt out, and it's just not fun. If I'm going to be overwhelmed, I'd rather just be working a regular job. So these books are really my biggest assets that I come back to. I've reread many of them, and they really help you out in different areas. They help you out in terms of getting inspired, in terms of managing your time, achieving your goals, and also just getting your business out there. So each one is helping out in a different area, so I thought it'd be fun to make a podcast talking about all of them together. Okay, so the first book on this list is The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, and you might have already heard of it. It's pretty dang famous in the entrepreneurial world. A lot of startup bros love it, and I have to say I am right there with the startup bros on this one. I know it's a somewhat arrogant book. It somewhat ignores certain circumstances, and it's somewhat unrealistic, but I think that's the best part. I truly think this book is like just dynamite when it comes to breaking through all those kind of limits you put on yourself where you're like, well, okay, if I don't want to work 40 hours a week, let's work 35. And this book is like, nah, just work four. Just work one day a week, or take 3 months off and work freaking one day a month. Like, this book is going to push you to dream bigger, which sounds silly, but it's actually really crucial to designing a business that supports the lifestyle you want to live. It just gives you permission to like literally write out your wish list for your life. Like, if you always wanted to take pole classes and ride in a speedboat and go to the farmer's market every Saturday, this book is going to have you write that down and figure out what the heck you need to do to make that happen. Also, I'm pretty sure you can hear my dog drinking water in the background in that last little section, so you're welcome. It's super cute when she drinks water, and this room is like 100 degrees, so it's making sense that she's gonna need some water. But anyway, 4-Hour Workweek, great book. Read it even if you feel silly. If you need to put a book cover on it so people don't see you with like the palm trees and all that on the book cover, I don't care what you need to do, but I highly, highly recommend this book. It's honestly what inspired me to quit my job and start freelancing in the first place. Okay. On to the second book, which is Make Time by Josh Knapp and Jake something. I forget his last name. I'm so sorry, Jake. But this book is literally the encyclopedia of time management tools. It is so handy for just trying stuff out. If you don't know what works for you, if people have been telling you, do the Pomodoro method, no, do the 90-minute sprints, no, do the 3-hour work blocks in the morning and then do your admin tasks later, whatever. People love telling you which time management hack to try, myself included. But this book has literally compiled, I swear to God, all of those different methods in a just really honest and normal and transparent way. Not like a you will be the most efficient robot human way, but more just like, let's just give you back your time. And an important step in doing that is making sure you're using your time smarter when you do need to work. So then you have more time to relax. So I love this book for that. It's also the book that inspired me to check my email just once a day and like give me permission to do that. So this book, even though it's about time management, and you normally wouldn't associate that with, you know, relaxation and more peace of mind and all that, it's honestly, they are two peas in a pod. Because once you know how to manage your time better, all of a sudden there's a lot more free time available to you. So I highly recommend that book. If you've been in a rut or you feel like your work is taking forever every day and you have no idea how you're going to scale it back, if you've been wanting to maybe work a 4-day work week or just work a little bit less every day, or maybe you just haven't even been working on the right stuff and you're not moving forward with your goals, this book has a chapter for literally all of those problems and it's super helpful. Okay. On to book 3, which is The 12-Week Year by Brian Moran. This book is my latest favorite. If you've heard me talking about it recently, you'll know what I'm talking about. But essentially, this book gives you a planning system that basically shrinks down the whole year from 12 months to 12 weeks. So every week is basically a month, and every day is a week now. So if I'm making sense, basically all it means is you're working towards smaller goals in a shorter time frame, and it's a lot easier to stay motivated and stay accountable to those kind of goals versus saying, I want to do this in a year. We've all done it. We've all made the resolutions and fallen short after like 3 months. And so with a 12-week year, there's less time to mess up and more time to actually get stuff done, and it makes it really exciting to go to work every week on your business because you'll have a weekly goal set out in front of you and you'll know that if you get this done, you're on your way to your goals and you don't need to worry about wondering what to do to get there or all that stuff because you essentially just sit down once and plan that all out every 12 weeks and you don't have to wait until the start of a new quarter or anything like that. It's not quarterly planning, even though a quarter is 12 weeks. It's just 12 weeks from wherever you are right now. So there's no excuse to be like, oh no, I have to start my next 12 weeks, but I missed the beginning of this quarter. Nope, no excuses. You just sit down and your 12 weeks starts whatever Monday is after this week, and you're good to go. Okay, the last book on this list is The One-Page Marketing Plan by Alan Dibb, and this might not be the first book that comes to mind when you think of a more relaxing, fun business, because it's basically just a marketing book, but I think it's so essential to be able to sit down and plan out your marketing once, and then just have this page that you can look at every week, or every month, every quarter, and know what to do, when, and where. It's going to clear out so much headspace because we've all had that marketing guilt where you know you're not marketing yourself enough. And as much as we hate it, without marketing and without sales, basically you just have an expensive hobby. So it's super, super important to focus energy here. But this book just helps you sort out that energy. So it's not just chaotic energy when you feel like, oh God, I should be posting on Instagram or whatever. It's going to force you to sit down and think about your target audience, how you're going to reach them, how you're going to provide value to them, what channels you're going to use, when, and what kind of content you're going to post, how you're going to create a good customer experience once they're working with you, and how you're going to generate referrals and increase the value of their sale post working with you. So it's really an all-encompassing plan that takes into account before, during, and after people work with you. So I highly recommend it. It's a lot like the 12-week year, but instead of just for goals in general, it's just you figure out your marketing once, you have it on a page that you see every day, and you're good to go. Marketing is no longer this kind of scary, unknown beast that is likely taking up a lot of your headspace when it comes to growing your business. Okay, there you have it. Those are my four favorite business books. They are going to help you systematize so many things. They're going to help you finally figure out your marketing, finally start reaching your goals, finally start taking control of your time, and also just give you the inspiration to take your time back and build a business that supports your lifestyle. So I hope this helped. This was just a very casual episode. If you want a more structured episode, definitely feel free to listen to my previous ones. This one, I just wanted to keep it chill, keep it simple, and share off the top of my head what I love about these books. If you're looking for a formal book review, this might not be your episode, which you probably already figured out, but I'm so thankful for you listening along, and I will talk to you next week.